From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is Sunday, the fifth day of December, 2010. We're going to be live here on this Sunday broadcast for the next 2 hours. Webster Griffin Tarpley, economist and doctor of history, will be joining us to look at the amazing developments in the economy. Just 7 days ago, last Monday, the federal government announced that a little over $1 trillion have been given to offshore banks, and that also hundreds of billions had gone to private domestic corporations here in the United States, including MSNBC and NBC Television, through their parent company, General Electric. Now, again, I covered this in my film, The Obama Deception, a year and a half ago. We knew hundreds of billions went to foreign banks and then through subsidiaries to U.S. corporations, buying them off, but we didn't know the full magnitude. And I had pointed out that there were surely trillions more, not just the $1 trillion. Here's Bloomberg today. Fed-created conflicts in improvising $3.3 trillion financial system rescue. Of course, I had previous Bloomberg reporting the total number is above $28 trillion. So we're going to be talking about that with Tarpley coming up. We're also going to be getting into the latest developments on the WikiLeaks front. That story is just getting crazier and crazier. We're going to get Lord Monckton on coming up during the week from the climate change, global government, global taxation, fear-mongering summit going on in Cancun, Mexico. There's some WikiLeaks angles on that as well. You know, I'm still open-minded to a great extent on the WikiLeaks situation. Though I respect Wayne Madsen, Webster Tarpley, Bob Chapman, many others who say it reads like classic psyop or disinformation, that there's some nuggets mixed in there to make you take the bait, kind of like a bass biting on a top water, you know, lure. But when you really look at the full spectrum of it, it just bolsters the pro-war global government propaganda about attacking Iran, Iraq, Pakistan, Afghanistan, and so much more. You know, they know when they put the propaganda out on the nightly news, none of us buy into it. But when they put it in secret cables and then leak it out there, and then the main body of it pushes the WMDs in Iraq fable and things like that, it does make it very suspicious. And I predicted months ago with some of the previous leaks, they would use this to clamp down on free speech in the U.S. and the Internet, and legislation's now been introduced to do that, new legislation, not just the Cybersecurity Act. So we're going to be discussing that coming up as well, and looking more at real discrimination in this country. We tend to get conditioned that discrimination can only be discussed by the ADL or the Southern Poverty Law Center or the NAACP. But what about all the other forms of real discrimination that go on? I mean, things that are bona fide, like Obama signing hundreds and hundreds of waivers for major Fortune 500 corporations that don't have to buy their employees' health care, but then your company will. How are you going to compete with that? I know I've been talking about this a lot, but it just really blows me away. In fact, guys, I want to talk about that coming up out of the break. Will you pull me Friday's article out of MSNBC with the Small Business Association pointing out that 97% of stimulus money goes to globalist corporations and that they're now trying to pass a bill where the government can just deny any of the funds to U.S. companies or small corporations or businesses in Pentagon bids. I mean, this is a giant globalist scam. That's what NAFTA, GATT, WTO, all of this is about, the big mega insiders writing laws to suppress regular, normal, grassroots, free market business and conduiting all business into their coffers. Same thing with the Food Safety Act that's passed the Senate. Now it has to go back to the Senate because the spending bill can't originate in the Senate. That's the law and the Constitution. But they don't need any stinking Constitution. That's meant to shut down the small farms and ranches. Who funded it? Big mega agribusiness. It's the same story over and over again. It's all coming up today. More on the TSA and a lot more straight ahead. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is Alex Jones. Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is Sunday. We're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, blasting out on the AM and FM dial all across this fine land, simulcasting on Global Shortwave, and also the number one show streamed on the internet at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We have economist and, again, doctor of history, Webster Griffin Tarpley, joining us coming up in about 30 minutes from now to get into his breakdown of WikiLeaks and who they really work for and what this full spectrum of leaks means. The head of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, is now saying that if anybody arrests him or if anything happens to him physically, that he's going to release a giant insurance file that's already been given to tens of thousands of people that he has a secret encryption code to, and then it will dwarf all the previous leaks if anything happens to him. And then you've got Bill O'Reilly and others saying he should be executed. We're going to talk about who he supposedly works for. So why don't we discuss executing who he works for? And Glenn Beck in the last week has been basically mirroring and repeating what this show's talked about for more than a year, intensely for 6 months, the clear connections from Julian Assange to George Soros. And so Webster Griffin Tarpley will be talking about that coming up again in about 27 minutes from now. Then we'll get into Fed-created conflicts in improvising, $3.3 trillion financial system rescue, and that's Bloomberg, reporting on the $3.3 trillion. Again, just a week ago, it was $1 trillion. Now it's $3.3 trillion. That the private Federal Reserve gave to people like MSNBC, your tax money. And MSNBC admits they kept that secret. There's a reason MSNBC is cartoonish as they pose as liberals. They're not liberals. It's General Electric Pentagon operation playing the part of liberals to make liberals look like complete buffoons. And it's the same thing with Fox. They're meant to make conservatives look like complete fools and to keep people in the left-right paradigm while discrediting both wings of the same bird of prey and controlling the opposition. So we're going to be discussing that today as well. You know, you go back 110 years ago, there weren't discussions about left and right in this country. There were discussions about right and wrong. There were discussions about the corrupt mega-rich trying to suppress and dominate and rob the general population. That's what the talks were about in 1776, in the 1830s, in the 1860s, in 1913. Americans knew who their enemy was. The mega-rich that are bigger than any corporation, that are bigger than any government, that are bigger with their combined forces than any major empire. That is what societies have been facing for so long throughout history. You see, it's the mega corporations that lobby for socialism on record at the grassroots to then transfer your wealth into their hands through government. and they can use government to shut down their competition. As much fun as it is to hate communists and hate Obama and say he's a communist when he's financed by Wall Street, the facts are, and this is even the Wall Street Journal of all places, big insurance wrote the health care plan to make you buy health insurance, to rip you off, and to raise the prices on record. And there is no pre-existing coverage. The feds can now deny people coverage. They can lower the standards of quality. It takes the medical system away from doctors and gives it to government. The TSA is meant to destroy the 10th Amendment and seize control of all infrastructure and transportation. It's on record, $12 million given just in the last month. Caller called in about it last week. I looked it up. It was true. $12 million given in November to the Senate alone by Mega Agra, you know, the giant big agribusiness cartels, to pass the, quote, Food Safety Act, almost all the big violations of the food quality on record have been the big mega agribusiness. And you know, you see it in the news all the time. Tyson's going to have 1,000 violations at one plant. A smaller outfit can have one violation and they're shut down. That's how this works. And so big agribusiness, they gave $12 million just in the last month to the Senate to pass the bill. Now, the Senate was so arrogant, they knew the big rule, no spending bill can be created in the Senate. It has to be created in the House. It has to originate there. So now it's going back to the Senate. But look at how the insurance takeover with the government health care written by the big insurance companies. Look at how the takeover of the farms and ranches written by big mega agribusiness. Look at how the big mainline dinosaur media is supporting internet takeover by the government. Look at how on every front this stuff is written by the government. For the big mega corporations that are waging war against the free market. Now, I've got a bunch of examples of this today, and people need to shift their paradigm. Just like you can program a computer wrong, or you can brainwash a child from birth and program their brain wrong, we have literally been given false political roadmaps, and that's why you can't have an educated discussion with the average American or European, for that matter, because they're so disconnected from reality, so tied in to the distractions and the pageantry and the way the media hypes it up that the buck stops with the president, when presidents have been puppets in this country for a very, very long time. We have to look past all the political distractions and really get to the meat and potatoes of how this world actually operates. And here's an example of that today that I've been harping on quite a bit. This is in AP, Fox, you name it. Obama administration grants health care waivers to big companies' unions. McDonald's got a break, as did 351,000 members of United Federation of Teachers, and it just goes on and on and on. And he's issuing every week or two hundreds of new waivers. Obama the puppet is. So, the insurance companies write law that allows them to cut back the quality of care that you get and control what doctors and nurses and medical practitioners are engaged in. And they then go in and make 30-plus million people, if this goes ahead and gets implemented this coming year, buy insurance that's overpriced. Just like the insurance lobbies, you've all got to have car insurance. Just like they're trying to lobby, you've got to have more insurance on your house. This is a great business model, just like the vaccine makers. They've got hundreds of new vaccines. They want the government to try to make it mandatory for you to take them. It's a really simple business model. The Ritalin and Prozac makers are on record spending tens of millions a year, in some cases per state, but billions over the years, lobbying to have schools promote Ritalin, Prozac, and other drugs on school kids. It's real simple. They have the authority figures paid off to tell you to take their drugs. I mean, this is the real business model in this country and worldwide. That's what globalism is, a bunch of insiders doing this. So, big insurance comes in and openly writes the bill. But they don't have to worry because they can just blame the commies. The commies are just their little street soldiers, their little rent-a-mob to say, see, the general public wants socialism. And you notice all the government-funded big universities promote communism and socialism, because that's what the robber barons want. They want a big, domesticated, dumbed-down, drooling herd of dependent people that if they don't get their welfare check, they'll riot. So they can take their welfare check away, they'll riot, and the middle class will say, okay, take my guns, take my liberty, take my taxes, you know, stick a lollipop in the welfare people's mouths, keep them off my back. See, the rent-a-mob welfare zombie horde works for the big globalist. So, on record, the insurance companies write this. They tell you a commie under a rock with some dirty sandals did it. Yeah, they run things. Okay, now they come out. Did you think the Fortune 100 was going to get anybody insurance? No, they don't have to get insurance, but your company does, which will further shut you down, just like globalism. With NAFTA and GATT and China, you can't compete with that when they got tariffs on us. It's a one-way street designed to consolidate power. It's economic warfare. We'll talk about paradigm shifting when we get back. Stay with me.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
This is an urgent message. Do not be deceived by counterfeit signs that are staged in an attempt to change the set times. You know it is the time of punishment when they proclaim themselves to be God and His Christ through their blood and DNA. They are traitors and enemies of God and comprise 6.66% of the real population numbers of the U.S. 14.3 million. Assemble against them, for the Lord's purpose is to destroy them. Some will cooperate, others will be in defiance, for it is written, some will die by the sword, those remaining will go into captivity, exile. Plunder their wealth, immediately cease their endless wars, oust them from their lofty purchase, self-appointed positions, the generals and low-ranking traitors, and all among us who plot to destroy this nation. Come out from them, do not obey their unlawful orders. For further instructions, go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 3rd, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,388.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,424.63, $712.32 for a half ounce, or $356.16 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,424.63, $712.32, or $356.16.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crisis document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes.
recipes at $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's DRYING123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to try to calm down and go through this very slowly because I know we have a lot of new listeners. Conservatives, on average, are taught big corporations, big banks, never do wrong. They just want to help you and they love you. And that government is bad. Liberals are taught government is loving and good and everything in the world that's good, the grass growing, the birds singing, the sun shining, comes from government. Now, if you study the last 200 years in Europe and the United States and what the founding fathers explained to us and what history shows, big government is financed and grown by elite organizations and families to go out and consolidate power. Now, the takeover of farms and ranches, that legislation, written by big agribusiness. The media tells you it's to stop big agribusiness giving you poison eggs. It's amazing. The takeover of our health care and of what doctors can treat you and the standard of care. And now Bill Gates says, yeah, they are death panels and that's good. That's about getting all of our wealth socialized into a collective so that government can start saying, well, that person's living an unhealthy life. You're having to pay for it. You know, let's go stop them from that or let's put an extra tax on them. It literally makes you like a child again at the daycare center, and the daycare manager is the government. So let's get that straight here today. You know, that's the important point that I want to get out to everybody here and that I want to hammer home, is that we've been given false paradigms. What's a paradigm? A paradigm is water is wet, the sky is blue. A paradigm is something that is just accepted. Well, I'll tell you, it's a true paradigm that water is wet and the sky is blue, but it is not a true paradigm that the Republicans and Democrats are actually fighting with each other. Oh, they're fighting with each other over who's got the power over the system, but they're bought and paid for by the very same interest. In fact, here's the definition of paradigm. A standard or typical example. He is the prototype of good breeding. He provided America with an image of the good father. I guess Mr. Cleaver from Leave It to Beaver would be the paradigm of a good father. A representative form or pattern. A concentrated example of something. You know, we're told that we are the paradigm of liberty, land of the free, home of the brave. But if you actually study all the real indicators of a free nation, we're not it. And not only are we leaving the paradigm of liberty and freedom, we are leading the way towards a new paradigm of high-tech enslavement and control. So, every few weeks, Obama issues hundreds of new companies from McDonald's to Walmart that aren't going to have to buy insurance for their employees. They just get an imperial waiver. But let me tell you, with my 23 employees, and then I've got 6 or 7 contractors, I'm not going to get that waiver. And I'm going to have to lay some people off and cut people's pay to then give them their, quote, insurance. This had nothing to do with helping poor people. You know, doctors until about 20 years ago were taught in medical school, you've got to give about a third of your treatment away for free. And if somebody needs a prosthetic or medicine, local charities pick that up. But see, they've gotten rid of that. And now, if you read the fine print, you will not get covered for a pre-existing condition. You just won't get that eye surgery. And what did Bill Gates get up and tell those teachers a few months ago in that televised press conference? He said, if we cut the funding of one old lady and don't give her health care, we can hire 10 teachers. And the teachers were rubbing their hands together. See, now the idea of if we kill somebody, we'll get money. See, they've got this domesticated horde of dumbed down animals. And now as the government cuts the size of the general trough, the taxes go up, more money's paid in, but it, almost all of it goes to service the debt, which was made up by the offshore banks to begin with. The same ones taking $3.3 trillion, we now learn, and giving it to offshore banks and U.S. media. You wonder why your local newspaper is so corrupt and lies? They're paid off by the government, folks. You wonder why NBC and CBS and ABC are doing that? I told you 15 years ago they're on the government payroll. They had congressional studies 30 years ago about it. Our mainline media is like Pravda. You understand that? You're not in as free a country as you think. They've built the control grid up. There's still some freedom. So I'm on the air and other people like me are on the air. But now they're coming in saying they want to censor talk radio. They want to censor the web. Look, folks, I got authorization Friday talking to former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura to tell you about this. I can't tell you the full story yet because they're still fleshing it all out, and they hope they can fix it behind the scenes. But did you know the U.S. government, an element of the U.S. government, shut down Jesse Ventura's TV show, the Police State episode that showed the real FEMA camps and showed how they tied together with the fusion centers? Oh, yeah, and we got secret documents. That's the equivalent of WikiLeaks on the FEMA camps, and the government just called up and got it shut down. Isn't going to air again, though all the other episodes are. I mean, I am living as an example of this, ladies and gentlemen. I'm in that episode. I consulted on it. They went and confronted two congressmen who said, there's no such bill. And then they showed them the bill, and they all freaked out and said, okay, yeah, I do know about it, but I'm not going to talk about it with you. Homeland Security. Look, I'm not going to go any further. The point is, we'll probably get a statement from Ventura next week. I'm living this. I've been sent secret Homeland Security documents. Remember what we broke last year? And under what Bill O'Reilly and others are saying, I should be executed. I should be executed. Think about that. Because law enforcement sent me documents proving that none of Homeland Security is for foreign men with turbans. It's all for gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, returning veterans. Now, what type of government spends all its time doing that? And I got news for you. This was going on under Bush. It just came out under Obama. Those guys are puppets. You better get wise. The foreign banks raping this country have put a police state grid in to make sure that we can't take the country back legally and lawfully. Now, under this new system of total discrimination, where's the NAACP? Where are all the big mavens of stopping discrimination? Where are the pundits pointing out this is discrimination? That if you weren't a Democratic contributor, you would lose your General Motors dealership because you didn't give to Obama when the government took it over last year. Where's the debate on that front? Where is the debate about the CNBC article, Obama administration wants secret blacklist for Pentagon contractors, according to American Small Business League? The blacklisting allowed under 815 could result in de facto debarments of federal contractors across the federal government and not even let you know you've been barred. And already 97% of the stimulus money went to offshore corporations and Fortune 500, not to small businesses. See, you pay the taxes in and then you don't even get any of the government largesse back. But that's my point. This whole government's here to rape us, period.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all WindBlue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
I am a shotgun rider for the San Jacinto line. The desert is my brother.
So it's very simple.
My skin is cracked and dry. I was riding.
We have been given false information about how the world works. We have been played off against each other through the left-right paradigm. And if we don't start to realize this and understand what's really happening, there is nothing to stop the special interest from robbing everything. Now, Bloomberg reported earlier in the year that over $28 trillion has been stolen by the private Federal Reserve, all of which we've got to supposedly pay back in tax money. The dollar is now being devalued globally. Our industry has been debased. The official Council on Foreign Relations, UN reports that we've covered on air, and I put in the Obama Deception and my other film, Fall of the Republic, admit they want a post-industrial world publicly to save the environment, but internally they admit to bankrupt everyone so that you're dependent on them. Everything is about consolidation. Globalism, NAFTA, GATT, the health care bill written by the insurance companies that the Fortune 100 all get waivers for. They don't have to pay for it. You do. Pure discrimination. 97% on record of the stimulus money, your tax money. If you're going to have socialism, at least have it go to the people. But see, it never goes to the people. 97% of it went to Fortune 500 companies, most of them offshore. 3% went to, quote, small businesses. They give Boeing, who's moved its main manufacturing operations to China, small business loans. You know, I was watching football out there during the break, the Colts and the Cowboys, and every ad, it's the military's going to save us, and oh, look at the troops, and oh, be patriotic. As they announced 2 weeks ago that they're going to take the military's pension funds and make them get their own insurance. New York Times saying how great it was. See, if you really support the troops, you don't cut their health care. But see, you just wrap yourself in a flag and send the troops some phone cards. That seems to be the thing to do. And feel good about yourself while they flush them down the toilet and use them for medical guinea pigs with all the vaccines and the depleted uranium. And look, it's great to send them phone cards. It's great to do things like that. But remember, it's better to end these illegal wars they're in. It's better to understand our country's been seized and is being used as an engine of global domination. But I read here where the Fed has given $3.3 trillion, much of it to U.S. select media. That's the bailout to the corporate dinosaur media that nobody wants to watch. China is scared of U.S. monetary policy, Bloomberg reports. Here's an article from July of last year, 2009. Bailouts could cost taxpayers $23.7 trillion. That's the Washington Times. Bloomberg reported it was over $24 trillion. But again, last week we're told $1 trillion. This week we're told $3 trillion. They're just now introducing it to the public. Webster Tarpley, doctor of history, also has a degree in economics, author, researcher. In the film, The Obama Deception, shot almost 2 years ago, released a year and a half ago, he covered all of this. How the money was going to select corporations for unfair trade advantage. How it was going to offshore banks. He listed the banks. He knew then. And now here we are, a year and a half later, it's all been documented. He's with us for the next hour, well into the next hour, and we're going to get into WikiLeaks first and his geopolitical breakdown of this. Then we're going to get into what's happening with the banks and the unfolding global depression and how it's being engineered and Tarpley's ideas for solutions to counter it. Webster, good to have you here with us.
Thank you, Alex. Glad to be with you.
Okay, you've got the floor. Launch into Assange, a little bit on his background, but mainly how you were able a year ago and then again 6 months ago to talk about what he was going to do next. The Soros connection, that's key. And then from there, you predicted, along with Wayne Madsen and others, that he would then start targeting rival banks and that they would be targets and enemies of Soros that has now been announced. So the question is, Tarpley, living there in Maryland by D.C., are these sources you have, or how does your crystal ball stare this deep into the future? You have the floor.
Alex, the way you can recognize these things is the historical continuum or the continuity. What we're seeing is a classic limited hangout by the U.S. intelligence community, let's say by the CIA for short, but it's just other, NSA.
Rogue elements within it.
CIA, right, the rogue network, and this is how they operate. And when we go back to the Pentagon Papers of 1971, that's a classic example with Daniel Ellsberg of the RAND Corporation, and that one, I would stress, was prepared by Leslie Gelb of the Council on Foreign Relations later on, and by Morton Halperin, who today is the managing guru, I guess, of the entire Soros political operation. So there's an important element of personal continuity. And, of course, in those days, the idea was that the Pentagon Papers were going to whitewash the CIA. They were going to shift the guilt to the U.S. Army and to certain generals.
So when they know they're losing wars that they on record engineered, and that's exactly what Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer has said, that basically this is all being used to dump on the Army. Just blame them.
Yes. In those days, it was to save the CIA's reputation and also to portray Kennedy as a villain. And also, of course, to cover up many aspects of the Kennedy assassination. It's a good when you think about it, a document dump in 1971 should have had something really important about the Kennedy assassination. It did not. Later on, Watergate, which grows out of the Pentagon Papers pretty directly, with intelligence agents like Woodward and Bernstein running around, this is also the same kind of thing, to shift the popular rage against Nixon when it might well have gone against the CIA for such things as their notorious drug smuggling, drug running, gun running policies and their role in setting up these losing wars. But now let's look at today. We have the element of personal continuity. We've got Morton Halperin in the background with those shadowy Soros interests, but we've got Daniel Ellsberg, the paladin of the Pentagon Papers, endorsing Assange in what he's doing. Now, let's look at what Assange has brought out so far. It's basically three waves. One wave is that awful film of people being machine gunned from helicopters, and this, of course, these are the kinds of atrocities that go on all the time, and I guess there's a certain utility in showing the
public.
So
first they have to build up their credibility. They've got to put a worm on the hook.
Right, and they've got to mix in valid elements in order to get anybody interested. The second round came in July, and this was two things I think stood out from this. One was to try to Watergate Prime Minister Maliki of Iraq, that he was corrupt, that he presided over murders. And many of these things, of course, are true. But the reason for it is that the U.S. wanted to oust Maliki, considered to be an Iranian puppet, and bring in Alawi, who is overwhelmingly the U.S. puppet. Now, it's interesting. Up to now, that operation has failed. Another element of that previous document dump was the murder of Nicola Calipari, the Italian intelligence agent who had gone into Iraq and was able to free a kidnapped journalist, Giuliana Sgrena, of the left-wing Manifesto newspaper in Rome. And this guy, Calipari, through various things that he'd done in his career, was getting a very good picture of how the U.S. had created Al-Qaeda in Iraq and was actually directing many operations of so-called Al-Qaeda in Iraq.
And if we have a new listeners, Bush 4 years ago put out a press release admitting they were running four Muslim groups, three of them Al-Qaeda-based, out of Iraq and Kurdistan into Iran. So that's on record. And we have 2 months ago Fox News getting the secret document that Anwar al-Awlaki is really a CIA operative hanging out secretly at the Pentagon getting orders and running the underwear bomber, the Fort Hood shooter. Right. I mean, folks, this is real. Right. I mean, al-Qaeda was created in the 80s. I mean, well, Zbigniew Brzezinski in 79. I mean, this. When you say that, you're not just saying it. That's backed up.
No, this is all documented. Robert Gates, the current Secretary of Defense of the United States, is probably the most immediate founder of al-Qaeda, and he writes about it in his memoirs. He tries to say he didn't create it, but of course he did create it, and Brzezinski, and so on. So the Calipari story was the U.S.
Stay there, Webster. We got to come back to that. You're going to just unfettered when we get back. Break down where this is going, why these rogue networks in the government and these corporate structures are doing this. What's coming next as they start raiding and attacking hedge funds and banks to bring them down? Who Soros works for? Instead of just talking about Soros, let's go all the way up the tree here. We'll be right back with Webster Tarpley. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I love this republic. I'm an American citizen. I am fiercely patriotic, and I have studied the Global Crime Syndicate for more than 17 years. I've been on air for more than 15. If you're a new listener, it's important for you to understand, when you watch a left-wing TV show, it's a bunch of drivel and distractions all churned into a mishmash. Same thing with right-wing radio and TV. What you get here is the deep research on what's really going on. And the guests that I have on time and time again who are people who for decades have accurately predicted and broke down what's happening. So when you're hearing this information, please check it out for yourself and find out it's true for yourself, because this affects everyone. This is not a spectator sport. Freedom is not a spectator sport. We have got to get involved, get engaged, and get informed. This whole WikiLeaks situation, ladies and gentlemen, is moving towards global destabilization and what the RAND Corporation has openly said they want, a major global war. We reported that 2 years ago out of RAND Corporation documents. I've interviewed Alex Abella, one of the only people to ever be given entrance to the RAND Corporation. He didn't believe in the world government, New World Order, nothing. He'd written books, you know, that were mainline. They let him in. He's been on the show. He says it's all true. World government, total tyranny. They want to start a world war, have the U.S. damaged, and then use that to set a police state up. I mean, this is dangerous. Now, Webster Tarpley is an economist and historian. Webster, continue recapping the history of WikiLeaks, who George Soros is, and where this is going. And again, you and, formerly with the NSA, Wayne Madsen, did predict in the last year that they would next start going after banks and financial institutions and people that are enemies of Soros, and voila, that's now coming out. Please continue.
Right, just the last one, concerning that last document dump in July, this Calipari story. Remember, this was the guy who freed a journalist from the clutches, so-called, of Al-Qaeda in Iraq. And he had figured out that the U.S. was running Al-Qaeda in Iraq, and he knew essentially everything there was to know about it. And he might be that the CIA feared that he would blackmail them or reveal it or embarrass them somehow. So he was simply assassinated. He was murdered as he was bringing this woman back from captivity. They might have wanted to kill her, too. Certainly, that's likely.
Well, let me just back you up there, since you said that. Ray McGovern, former top briefer to Ronald Reagan, George Bush Sr., high-level CIA analyst, he said 4 years ago here, and then it came out in mainstream news that it was, that the Golden Mosque bombing was to get Shiites and Sunnis killing each other. We've also had the Guardian report that MI6 commandos, Special Air Services, were caught dressed up like Sunnis running around shooting Iraqi police in Basra.
Exactly.
That came out. So the point is, if you got a multi-trillion dollar war, you got to create a fake enemy. Go ahead.
So now we come to the net effect of this previous document dump was to try to make it look like the U.S. was not directly interested in murdering this guy Calipari, which of course they did. So it was a disinformation in that regard. You have to figure that the cables that are being released by WikiLeaks are carefully selected by an interagency committee of maybe old boys from the CIA, from the NSA, from the DIA, from some others. And it's a self-exposure operation. Now, that brings us to the current dump. Now, the general idea of the current dump is everybody who is hit by these revelations, everybody who's embarrassed, who's attacked, who's criticized, ridiculed, mocked, is on the CIA hit list. In other words, it's essentially the enemies list of the State Department and the CIA, and they take it on the chin. There is nothing there concerning any of the echelon powers, as far as I can see.
Newt Gingrich likes it. we've got Israel saying they love it.
Well, the Israelis come out smelling like a rose. The British, nobody lays a glove on them. Australia, Canada, New Zealand, all of these other countries who are without doubt guilty of all kinds of excesses and atrocities, nothing about them. So instead we get the usual hit list. Now let's go right to the heart of the matter. Russia and Putin, always very, very high on the CIA hit list, because Putin is one of those leaders, whatever you think of him, defies them, he counterattacks them, he ties them into knots, he defeats them.
And they're going after that Axis connection to Italy.
To Berlusconi, exactly. And that's not just a friendship of two leaders, it is that. But it's also a strategic alliance between the Russian Federation and Italy. And you see in these papers, they say, well, Berlusconi is this womanizer. He has these wild parties. He's corrupt. And Putin, of course, is a dictator and a totalitarian. And the connection between them is that, they say, Berlusconi is now the mouthpiece of the Russians inside NATO, inside the European Union. So what's at stake there? Well, there are these pipelines, right? There are different pipelines that bring natural gas from Russia into Europe. And the U.S. and the CIA want to be able to use their puppet states, be it Ukraine or Poland or Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, whatever it is, these Eastern European virulently anti-Russian countries that can always be, you know, you pull their chain and they'll cut off the gas, and then you can blame the Russians for cutting off the gas. But instead, what Putin has done with the help of Turkey, who they also get hit.
We also see a destabilization of Pakistan.
Yeah, but wait, let's just finish this. The pipeline involves Russia, Turkey, Italy, and that's the South Stream pipeline. So you could say one of the main targets of this WikiLeaks document dump is one of the key ways that the CIA wants to sabotage normal, reasonable, rational economic cooperation between Russia that has the raw materials and Western Europe that has the know-how and so forth. So that's the Putin-Berlusconi part. Then we get into Karzai. Karzai is corrupt. Karzai of Pakistan, of Afghanistan is a paranoid. Well, we know that. They've been after him for years. Then we go on. The king of Saudi Arabia wants to attack Iran. Well, everybody knows that, right? The ambassador from the United Arab Emirates went to Aspen, Colorado last summer and said, you know, get off your duff and bomb the Iranian nuclear program and so on and so forth. So you can multiply these examples, but virtually every one of them reflects a target, an enemy. Somebody is on the CIA, State Department, Obama administration enemies list, and they get slammed, whereas the loyal puppets, the echelon people, the loyal NATO states, the U.S. puppet states, They come out smelling like a rose.
But then to give legitimacy to it, Fox News, everybody runs around like chickens with their heads cut off. We can get more into this in the next hour, Tarpley, ahead of the economic analysis
sure.
I want to break down with you. But briefly, before this hour ends, who is Assange and the Soros connections? Who's above Soros?
Okay, first of all, Assange. Think MK Ultra. This guy, as far as I can see, is a product of MK Ultra. In other words, he's a zombie, an operative created by a sex-brainwashing psychopharmaca LSD cult in the neighborhood of Melbourne, Australia, back in the 1970s.
That's actually come out, yeah.
Yeah, it's the Anne Hamilton Byrne cult. And his parents, one of his parents was involved in the cult. He seems to have grown up in the periphery of the cult. Very interesting aspect is that the children in the cult were all adopted by this guru of LSD and fornication among children, Anne Hamilton Byrne. She gave them all her own name, and she dyed their hair blonde. Notice that when Assange came on the scene, he was a blonde. He's no longer blonde. He's letting the roots grow out. Now he's becoming a brunette. I think it was the idea that the blonde hair called a lot of attention to the fact that he was something strange about the guy, and indeed I think there's a lot strange. So you then see him as part of a hacker community, and he hacks into National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Now, why target them? I mean, what do they do that's so bad? He writes a book in which he appears as Mendax, Latin word for liar. So he's an operative. I think he's a psychotic. I think he's a zombie. And now he is the media darling of the world. Notice that we have a consortium. We have the New York Times. We have the London Guardian. We have El País. We have, I think, Le Monde and Forbes magazine. He is now the darling of the Anglo-American media establishment. He's the new star, the new Ellsberg.
All right, stay there, Webster. I want to get directly into George Soros and where you see this going, because,
right,
as you said almost a year ago, look for them after they build street cred to start attacking certain brokerage firms and banks. Now he's announced that's what's coming next. I mean, is he a useful idiot? Or does he know he's an operative? Because you've listed the names. This Soros coterie surrounds him. Then we'll get into trillions of dollars being pumped into private corporations and media of your tax money secretly. Think about the magnitude of that. We'll be right back with the second hour. Infowars.com or streaming video at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.